I think most of us have brothers or sisters, siblings. You love them. Love them like crazy. But they can drive you crazy. You can relate to that, can't you? I'm sure Mary and Martha could. The story about them always makes me laugh when I read about it. Martha asked the Son of God to help settle a sisterly spat. I'm going to be reading from Luke 10, 38 through 42. Luke 10, 38 through 42. So now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her." Now try to envision that scene. Try to put yourself as a fly on the wall and watch as this goes about. Martha's working in the kitchen, making sure the beans don't overcook and that the roast doesn't burn and that the table's set and that everything is ready. She's got sweat on her forehead and flour on her cheeks. She's working. Steam's rising off the stove and a little bit rising off of her too. As she looks around, she's getting angry. She's getting very frustrated. She keeps glancing toward her sister Mary, who's doing what? Nothing. She's sitting there. And Martha is working and just can't stand it anymore. She just can't stand it. I wonder how long she simmered before that pot boiled over. You ever think about that? I wonder how much work she did before, "I just can't take this anymore. It's not fair. It's not right. I'm doing all the work." She's sitting out there and it's just not right. What in the world is Mary doing? Hasn't she noticed me slaving over this stove? Hasn't she noticed that the back of my dress is all wet? Why isn't she doing so? Finally, she had enough. She had it. Basically paraphrasing it, said, "Lord, will you please tell my lazy sister to help me serve?" You ever get frustrated with your siblings like that? "I've had it. I can't take anymore." Now, you have to love Martha's spirit. She was doing what she knew best. She was doing the serving, the working, the cleaning, the cooking. That was her thing. And I'm sure Jesus appreciated and probably enjoyed the meal a great deal. But he decided to teach her a lesson that I'll bet you she never forgot. Never forgot. And the lesson is, and the lesson all of us need to learn, is to slow down and enjoy your blessings. Slow down and enjoy your blessings. Some things are more important than a clean house, a neat office, the yard being perfectly mowed. I can't think of a more important lesson in today's society for all of us. Slow down. Enjoy your blessings. Our life is ridiculously hectic. Ridiculously hectic. Between Steve and I, we were, 2.5 weeks getting the swing put together? And then we had to work till almost midnight in the dark with flashlights out there trying to bolt this thing together. We just couldn't find the time. bills to pay, diapers to change, formula to make, meals to cook, work to do, dishes to clean, clothes to wash, quotas to be met. Never ends, does it? I mean, if you got some spare time you're not using, let me know. I got some things I can shift out of my schedule over to you. Life is filled with all kinds of responsibilities, and it seems like it's never possible to get them all done. When's the last time you ended up the day and you could look at your to-do list and say, got that one done? Everyone's checked off. Hadn't happened to me for a while. And I really kind of hope it never does. I hope it never does. But please, hear what Jesus said. Have you sat at His feet lately? Have you spoken quietly to Him about your life's joys and challenges? Have you read His Word lately to feed your soul? I don't mean to check off another thing on your list. I'm supposed to read a chapter today. I mean, read it to feed your soul. You can only go so long at the pace that so many of us work at without nourishing the part of you that's most important. You simply have to take that time. We need to be careful that we don't, like Martha, let the many things just squeeze out the good part. We need to commit ourselves, or maybe I should say recommit ourselves, because I suspect most of us have heard this lesson before, and we think about it, and we say, I'm going to do that. I'm going to commit myself to setting aside some time to pray and setting aside some time to read and to meditate. So I'm asking you tonight to think about it. Think about it. If you're anxious and you're troubled about the many things that are in our life, commit yourself to communing daily with Jesus. That's His advice. It's possible to be so busy doing the good that we neglect the best. Jesus says, slow down and enjoy your blessings. And He also says, let's talk about it. Listen to Him and talk to Him. When you look at yourself, you think, well, you know, I haven't been doing a whole lot of that. I've let the good things crowd out the best. I don't have the time. That's a lie, by the way. That's a lie we tell ourselves, I don't have the time. It is. We have the same 24 hours we've always had every day. It's all in how we allocate it. And if we don't allocate a part of it for the best, the good things that we do are going to crowd that right out. One of the best pieces of advice I got while I was at the school of preaching was from Frank Young. And he told me, Don, when you make up your schedule, just put right in the schedule wife and kids. And that's an appointment, just like every other appointment. And it's as important or more important than anybody else. And you just have to tell the brethren, I'm sorry, I got an appointment at that time. And it's to take my kids shopping or to the park or my wife out to eat or whatever. I can't do something else. Make an appointment with Jesus. I don't care if it's 6 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. or if it's 2 or 3 or 4, 10 or 15 minute times during the day. We have to take time to sit at Jesus' feet, or we are just going to burn out. When you look at yourself, where do you see yourself? Are you Mary or are you Martha? Where do you fit? Can we help? Can we pray with you for the strength and the determination to be Mary? Please, won't you come right now while we stand and while we sing?